Our morning show today on WRCO Radio, we're here to talk about the Richland Center Area Chamber. We're also going to talk about a new business, the Lavender Experiment. We're going to introduce you to the owners and kind of educate all of us a little bit about lavender. But first of all, we'll start with Christy Adson, who is here today. Christy,
good morning, Phil.
Yeah, good to see you.
You too.
Things are going well with the chamber, it sounds like.
Yes, they are. We just working with the Pumpkin Fest committee and the RC Lions Club. We just had our Pumpkin Fest theme contest, and I wanted to announce that the Pumpkin Fest theme this fall will be Pumpkins in the Jungle. And the first place winner was Eve Brule, and we had second place was Valentine Ritchie, and third place was Clark Ward. So that'll happen October 21st to the 24th. 21st will be the day to drop off your pumpkins at the courthouse, and then they'll be viewed until Sunday. But actually, on the 24th, there'll be a bunch of events going on at the courthouse that day too. So you'll want to keep your eye out to see what's going to happen there. And then they're going to have Pumpkin Pickup Day again this year on the Saturday before that, the 17th. And they're going to have two locations this year. One's going to be at the fire station, and one is going to be at the soccer fields from 9 to 12. So kids, while they're playing soccer, can pick up a pumpkin to decorate to bring back the following week.
That'll be great. And I think this being the third year, it's been just kind of building. Is it the fourth already? You just said four. I thought it was the third, but the fourth year. Okay. But it's been building.
It's been building.
And really great participation last year.
Yeah, they had over 200 and some pumpkins, 250 pumpkins, I think. So it keeps growing every year. The weather was really good last year. So it's great to see the kids bring out. And we have, I mean, it can be from any age, from, I mean, 1-year-old up to an 80-year-old. So Even adults are encouraged to participate. Businesses are encouraged to participate too as well.
Is Kent going to do a self-portrait? Or
I don't know if he can do that. He could probably paint it.
So how did the wine walk go?
The spring wine walk went very well. We had about, I think it was like 160 prom goers running around downtown Richland Center in their finest. There was a baby blue tuxedo, which I was very excited to see. And people had a lot of fun.
Dumb and Dumber?
Yes.
Tuxedo?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I won't tell you who wore it, but yeah. But it was a lot of fun. People enjoyed it. We'll be having another wine walk in the fall. I think it's going to be the last weekend in September, the last Friday in September at this point. So we're still planning, working on the theme yet and that type of stuff. So should be fun.
Great. And it's always exciting when we talk about new businesses. We talked about that. You have some new members this year, don't you?
Yes, we do. And we're excited. The Lavender Experiment, they joined us late last fall. And I've gotten to know Stacy and Rick over the winter a little. And they bring a new, farm to table, per se, concept to Richland Center. They've started a lavender farm north of Hub City. And they're offering some cool events, and they've got some really neat product that is available at some local merchants and stuff. And they bring a lot of energy to the area, which is great.
Wonderful. Good to have them on here. We'll bring on Rick and Stacy Walters. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good to have you on the air with us.
Rick, thanks for having us.
Yeah, Rick, have you learned a lot about lavender through the years? Did you ever think that you'd be doing that?
You know, I retired just a little more than a year ago, and I had no idea that I would be learning about lavender, but it's fun. We have a good time with it.
Great. And you have a farm elsewhere, right, other than in Richland County?
No, just a farm in Richland Center. Okay. So I say we grow it here, and we make it there back home, just north of Madison in DeForest.
Okay.
So it's about a 90-minute commute, and we go back and forth a lot. We wear out the road.
Awesome. So what made you think of this? Where did you get this light bulb from? You're looking at your wife.
I know. My dad and I, we've had this land in our family since the 60s. My grandfather got it, and we had just decided that maybe we need an agricultural tax credit. We had learned that that's a thing, so we explored some different options. We tried barley. It became a glorified food plot for deer. So we had to Google what deer don't eat, and lavender actually came up as one of those options. And then we went to the lavender farm on Washington Island, and that kind of gave us the idea to start our own farm.
My goodness. Let's talk a little bit about your family history. Your grandfather, I think some people in our area would remember real well.
Yeah, Dr. Hausner was my grandfather. Both of my parents grew up in the area, and he was the one that bought the farm. And they developed it. It's now a forest, but originally it was a farm. and now it probably looks nothing like it used to. I'm sure he would be very proud and happy to know that what it looks like now. And I'm sure he'd be very pleased to know that there's a lavender farm now on the land, which I'm sure he probably never thought was going to happen.
No. How many acres of the crop do you have then, approximately?
It's about a football field.
Okay.
So it's not a lot. Doesn't need a lot of acreage. You can cram a lot of plants on a very small space. Then the rest of it is very picturesque. It's in a valley surrounded by big pine trees. You know, if you go over the hill, it goes down to the Pine River. And it has those beautiful bluffs that you can look out over the countryside. I love the Driftless area. It's gorgeous out there.
The winter, last winter, Rick, was a little bit not so conducive for lavender, I understand.
Yeah, it wasn't the greatest. 2 years ago, we had just a bountiful harvest. And we had so much that we harvested all we could. Friends and family came out. And we still had to leave a lot of it on the plants. So we left it for the bees, which I guess is good as well. But 2 years ago, we lost a few hundred because it didn't snow enough. So we cover it, which is my least favorite job, covering lavender.
What do you put, plastic over the top? Or
yeah,
what
it's like a fabric.
Oh.
Yep. And, yeah, it's a lot of work. But we take all the precautions, and then we rely on the snow for insulation. Well, that year it didn't snow very much. Now, last year it snowed a lot. So when we uncovered this spring, we thought, hey, it's looking good. We're going to have a great time. And then we had warm weather, and then we had 3 nights of a hard frost. And then it rained for 40 days and 40 nights.
Pretty much.
And then it got hot, and then it got cold, and then it got dry. So we're not quite sure what happened, but it certainly is a labor of love. It's tough to grow sometimes, and some years it's not. It's just hard to predict what causes the late blooms or what causes the plants not to make it.
Do you plant it, most of the work by hand then?
It's very manual, yes.
Yeah, we do. We don't start with seed. We start with plugs.
Oh.
So we've got some suppliers throughout the country, Pennsylvania, Florida, we've gotten them from. So we get the plugs. So the roots are somewhat established. And what was really great this year is we planted 1,000 new ones. And we did it as a kind of a community event. So we partnered with Marty Richards, who partnered with the Ithaca FFA, Future Farmers of America. They came out on 2 separate days, helped us lay the fabric one day. A couple weeks later, helped us plant the 1,000 plants, which was great. And then as a reward, we let them fish in our ponds. And the boys, these young men are fantastic. And Melissa, their leader, she's fantastic as well. And they just had the time of their lives. They have a bright future, these kids.
That's awesome. Kind of sharing, educating them about lavender. Right?
Yeah, they needed the credits, and I needed the free help. So
it worked well.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Great.
So I have to be honest, I didn't know a lot about lavender and its many uses. Stacey, I'm just impressed how many things you can use lavender for.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's probably, I would say, the most popular herb flower that's out there. You think of those fields in France. I put it in lotions. You can eat it. We do a lot with culinary lavender. I think my favorite thing is the lavender lemonade. But you can grind it up, put it in flour. You can put it in sugar, make your baked goods with lavender, essential oil, hydrosol. We have a still that we got from Portugal, so we still are lavender. Our neighbors think that we're doing some crazy stuff at our house, but it's just lavender.
It's just lavender.
Nothing that exciting. But yeah, we have a lot of fun, and we've learned a ton about what to do with it. I make soap, cold process soap. I'll use the lavender in that. But
we have over 100 products now available on our website, and we've been in business for about 5 years now. So it's just thinking back 2 years ago, there's a local, one of the art fairs we go to locally in DeForest where we live. We had 2 tables worth of merchandise. Now last year we had a 10-foot by 10-foot tent and people couldn't get in. It was a bottleneck. They couldn't get in to test it. They couldn't get in to try it. People were walking by and they couldn't get in. So we invested in a larger tent, a 10-by-20. And just 2 weeks ago in DeForest, that's not big enough. And they were lined up 6 deep to purchase our products, which is really humbling for us and grateful that we have so many people that are coming to love our brand and our products. But our business just continues to grow. We've already surpassed last year's total in 5 months. So we're looking at probably doubling at least and probably tripling last year's sales this year. And we shipped to 22 states. We're also in 15 stores now. And we kind of set an internal goal of 20 stores this year, and I think we'll get there. We're in Christie's here in, locally. We're also at Wild Hills Winery locally. But a lot of salons, wineries, bakeries.
Oakwood Fruit Farm, I think I saw that.
Yeah, Oakwood Fruit Farm has picked us up. So we'll deliver to them in July, and they'll be on their shelves. We're actually going to do a demo there in October. We're going to be there one Saturday to showcase our products.
Is lavender good for you, Stacy?
Oh, absolutely. It's the best thing for you.
So relaxing.
We love it. It's our happy place. You know, even on the hottest day when you're harvesting and it's, you know, the sun is beating down on you, it's still wonderful to be in the plants and have the bees around you and nature around you. It's so nice.
So how do you harvest it then? Very carefully? Or?
No, just grab it. And then you can either take some snippers, scissors, a scythe, and just chop right through it. Lavender loves a good harvest. It's really good for it.
And you recently had some events where people came out and harvested themselves,
right? Yeah, we had about 100 people one weekend. Still waiting for the next weekend, but we had a tour. We told them the story of the farm. Then we showed them how to harvest lavender, let them go into the field, cut their own bouquet, and then let them go take pictures if they wanted to take pictures, walk around, check out the farm.
You made brownies.
I made brownies
and lavender lemonade.
Yeah.
And then we had to do it by appointment, a 90-minute appointment. And why is that? Because our farm is hidden. It is at the end of a one-lane gravel road. So parking's a premium. Two cars can't pass on this one road. So we had to do it in groups and had them arrive, and then you know, 30-minute buffer in between for the next group to arrive.
But it's not your usual lavender farm. And it's built into the hills of the Driftless area, too. So usually a lavender farm's kind of flat. Ours is not. It's on a hill in the rolling hills.
Yeah, it's in a beautiful valley surrounded by trees, wildlife. Last week, some of our guests got to experience some wildlife during their 90 minutes. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty cool setting.
So when you harvest it, Rick, do you take it? Do you have like this mad scientist laboratory back at your place? Where you concoct these things, or what do you do?
Well, we do a few things with it. Stacy mentioned my still, which is my pride and joy. So it's a 6-foot-tall, 60-liter copper still from Portugal. So we will harvest it, and then we will put it in the still. And we fill it with water, converts it to steam, goes through a condenser, comes back out as liquid, and it comes out in two forms. It comes out in hydrosol spray, and it also comes out in essential oil. But you only get a little bit of essential oil, you get a lot of hydrosol. So we elect to not separate. We just keep the oil in there, which makes a better product and probably differentiates us from other hydrosol sprays. But other than that, when we harvest it, we take it home, and we have a storage room where we dry it, so cool and dark, hang it upside down, rubber band, and let it hang on the wall. And when it dries, we use it in our products.
Huh, interesting.
Yep.
So again, this is a learning process for you over the course of the last few years. It seems like you've learned a lot about it, haven't you?
Hence the name, The Experiment.
The Experiment.
A lot of times things don't work out. When we find something that works, it's great. But we've done a lot of experimenting. We've reinvented the farm, what it looked like. When we initially tried it out, we had a couple test plots that we had to see what soil worked, location that worked, and we planted probably 20 different varieties of plants to see what would work in our fun Wisconsin winters and narrowed it down to about 3 plants that we really like and worked well. I think we've got 4 now. I did sneak in some more of a different kind, but it's mostly Phenomenal, Royal Velvet, and Munstead, and we use those for different purposes, but we love them all. And
it is an experiment. I mean, some things work and some things don't, and we're always learning. So that's the humble in us, is that we're not in charge. Mother Nature's often in charge. And we listen to our guests, we listen to our customers, and they told us a lot of things over the last 2 weekends during our U-Pick that we'll make adjustments for next year. such as nobody likes the 9 a.m. start. So,
yeah,
so we're going to make
later
that adjustment,
yep.
to name one. But this was kind of our trial year for a U-Pick, and we're pretty happy with the results. But next year, granted we have a great winter, it's going to be over the top next year. We're going to need a lot of people out there harvesting, and we're going to need some help.
Sure. And then are you looking at expanding? I mean, goals for the future?
I always want to plant more lavender
plants.
More?
More work for me.
There's not enough lavender.
So what do you got to plow it up, or what do you do?
We till it with our tractor, and then we put down fabric. That works the best for us, and then we burn holes in the fabric and plant the little plugs. We might have to amend the soil. Sometimes we put lime in it to adjust the pH of the soil, add a little pea gravel to help with drainage, because I think the number one killer of a lavender plant is root rot. It hates water on its roots. So we have to do a few things to keep that from happening. So big rainstorms aren't great for lavender.
But the deer and the rabbits and the everything
they
else,
leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
It.
Really?
Yeah, they love to walk in it and through it and on it, but they won't eat it.
Ah. You're discovering new products all the time. Any thoughts of any other things that you're curious about?
Oh, I love making things. So we just started making bath bombs. I want to make a lip scrub. It'll be really fun. Bath, like a sugar scrub. So those are probably the three things that I want to make. Mm-hmm. And always more soap, more lotion.
Yeah, we just launched a couple of new items. We launched an insect repellent, which has been very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
That works, huh?
And
yeah,
we sold out of it the first weekend.
Just essential oils, witch hazel. Yeah, very.
Yeah, so she's the creator. I kind of do most everything else now that I'm retired. She's still working full-time, 60 hours a week, and making product on the nights and on the weekends when we're not at shows.
He's a production intern.
So I kind of do everything from taking out the trash to marketing. That's why I'm the president and she's the CEO.
Oh, okay.
I report to her. Make no qualm about that. No mistake.
Well, my goodness. So are you planning any other events? I mean, do you do anything, any tours or anything like that?
Well, we'll do about 25 events this year. Last year we did about 17.
Okay.
So we major in some of the bigger ones. We like the full-day events. We like the two-day events. So we're doing one in Wanakee for the first time. We're doing Middleton Good Neighbor Fest, which is a good two-day festival. We're going to be at Cheese Fest in Monroe. So we kind of, we have friends throughout the state that have lavender. So there are friends, and we go to conferences with them. So we try not to step on each other's territory. So we're kind of taking the Madison South and West, and we're dabbling in Milwaukee a little bit too. But we really love our events here in Richland County. And back home in DeForest. Mm-hmm. Those are our favorites. That's where our biggest following is.
We'll be at the original craft fair in November.
Okay.
We'll be at the intermediate school.
How do you get the word out to other states? Because you said your product is available there as well.
Yeah, I think that goes back to our business background. So we both come from a retail background. I've traveled a lot in my career in retail leadership. So I've got a lot of friends around the country who support us as well and get the word out. So we just reached 2,500 followers last week, and we did a giveaway to them. We did a 1,500 Facebook follower giveaway and a 2,500 total follower giveaway. And we just continue to grow. And we're launching gift cards. That's my latest thing. I just got into that. So coming soon, gift cards from the Lavender Experiment.
Wow. And people can go on shopping online, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's a Lavender Experiment. @myshopify.com, I think it is.
Right.
Okay.
Right?
or just follow us on Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah.
And there are links to our website on there. So we're shipping every day. You know, shipping to 22 stores. I'm also packing, picking, shipping, going to the post office every morning. So that's also the hat that I wear.
So you two do basically all the work. You don't have any employees or?
We have employed a couple of part-timers to help with certain things.
My parents.
And a lot of friends and a lot
my
of
cousin.
Friends and family. Yeah.
Your parents are your interns.
Yes. Yep. My mom taught me all my sewing skills, and my dad, you know, obviously helps out at the farm. So we try to solicit help as much as we can.
Yeah, and you asked what are our plans? So for next year's U-Pick, we're looking at, well, we're going to do the U-Pick, but we're going to do some additional events. We may have some music out there. We may have some wine tasting, partnering with locals. Yeah, we may have goat yoga.
Goat yoga.
We may have photography. we may have wreath making.
Did you mention painting?
Painting.
Did you say painting? Yeah, so we got some great ideas from the people that came out to pick lavender.
Yeah, we built a nice pavilion, a 20 by 30 foot pavilion, ran electricity to it. It's nice. We had a local Amish community. They did a great job with it, just an awesome job with it. It's kind of the focal point of our lavender field, and that's where we can host a lot of these events.
Yeah, you'll have to widen the driveway, though, right, if you're going to have...
Yeah, or bring in buses.
Or bring in
something,
buses.
Yeah.
Tour buses, shuttle them in.
They
right?
can park at Turbos and we'll shuttle them in.
Was this farm originally a dairy farm, like way back in the day, or do you recall?
I think there were pigs on it. I think it was originally 80 acres and then bought another 40 acres and then somehow added on to it over time. So I think my dad was always removing fence posts and barbed wire for years off of the property as it kind of adapted. But in 1972, they planted all these white pine, red pine, and that was a couple years before I was born. So all of these trees and I are around the same age, but they are massive now.
Uh-huh.
So it's transformed. But yeah, the original barn was like a lot of the buildings were in really bad shape. So they got tore down. They put in a couple ponds. So there are ponds up there that are really pretty. There was the original pond with the spring house, so all the ponds are spring fed. There's a root cellar up there from the original farm. But otherwise, yeah, it's very different from the pictures that my dad has. I've got some great pictures of what it looked like then, and obviously what it looks like now, it's totally different.
Yeah, it's outstanding because, you know, that's what a lot of farms have gone to, is diversify a little bit, maybe think outside the box and do some things like that. I think you guys are going with the flow, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so. And just a quick story about having people on the farm. So we thought this would never happen. Stacy's father, he's amazing. And he's very private, however. So this quarter mile dirt road, he always wanted to keep that private. It's the best kept secret. It really is. And then last Christmas Eve, he comes over. We spend Christmas Eve together. And, you know, we go to church and we drink some old fashions and we have a nice meal and do some traditions. But before church, he asked us, you know, what's your vision for the farm? And he's never asked us that before. And that's when we said, you know what, we'd really like to share this beautiful land with others. And he said, okay, let's do it. And that was just last December, and here we are hosting. We just hosted our first U-Pick. Over 100 people showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. Good deal. Anything else either of you'd like to add today? This has been fascinating to learn about it.
Yeah, if you want to know anything about lavender, not that we're the experts because we're obviously experimenting, but please reach out. I love talking about lavender plants.
Can I tell you about our Christmas in July sale?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right,
yeah.
July, the 12 days of July Christmas is what we're calling
really?
It. Really? So, yes.
Sounds like a Hallmark.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a Hallmark movie in July. If you can't wait till December.
Christmas, yeah.
Yeah, so July 1st through the 12th, the 12 days. We're running our biggest sale. So you can shop online. We'll ship it to you. And it's a buy more, save more. So 15% off up to, so if you spend $75, you get 20% off. If you spend $100, and if you spend $150, you get 25% off. So it was our most successful sale last year, and it looks to be again this year. Keep me busy shipping every month.
Good luck.
Guess I'll be making stuff.
Yeah, lots more trips to the post office.
That's right.
To get it mailed out there. So do you know any good lavender songs? Songs with lavender in the title?
No,
you don't?
I don't.
Oh, I got you stumped because I do know.
Do you?
Yeah, sure. Lavender blue, dilly dilly.
Oh,
you don't know that one.
No,
boy, I'm educating you.
Yeah,
you need a theme song.
So you need to get like a cone speaker out there when people are, you know, play that on a loop.
We just listen to a lot of yacht rock.
So I bet you do.
That's calming and relaxing, like lavender.
Yeah.
Oh, so nice to meet you guys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
Come back when you have another event, and we'll talk again.
We'll do.
Awesome.
And Christy, thanks for introducing us to Rick and Stacy here
You're
today.
You're very welcome.
We appreciate that. Good to learn about it. Did you learn anything sitting back?
I did. I'm just curious. Does all three lavenders harvest, or I should say, are they ready to harvest at the same time, or
Good question.
No, they actually are different. Lavenders, the traditional, more of like the English lavender, is a little earlier blooming, and then the lavendins tend to be a little bit later. So our phenomenal will probably be ready to bloom in about a week or so. The other ones are ready now.
Okay. So we get harvesting then, mm-hmm. I guess,
yeah.
In other words.
Yeah.
So it spreads the harvesting out.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, which is nice. That works great for us.
And Lavender Experiment products are available at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery
yes,
and Cafe.
Yes, they are. They've been going very well. We've sold a great deal of them already. We've had them for, it's probably been at least a couple months, I think, because I've restocked two or three times already mm-hmm. now. So, yeah, and we just got the bug spray in and some of the other new products. So I'm excited to try them out, too.
Boy, that could be $1 million thing if the bug spray works. You know, man.
I know.
Gets rid of these little gnats and things.
If it works against horse flies and deer flies, yeah.
Oh,
ticks.
Really? Ticks too?
Well, if only it's
we're not sure.
Oh, okay.
He's going to go walking around in the woods without a shirt on and see.
Another experiment.
He's the yep. test dummy,
he's
I guess.
Guinea pig.
He's the guinea pig.
Guinea pig.
We'll let you know.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Lavender Experiment,
our subject on the morning show. Rick and Stacy Walters, and also from the Chamber of Richland Center here, we have Christy Adsett here on the morning show.